Hey, everybody. Welcome to another First Run Bald Movies podcast. We just got done watching Ghostbusters, the 2016 version, not the 1980-whatever version.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you want to say about this up front, like, non-spoilery.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to talk about this movie non-spoilery, I feel like, but
yeah.
It's a lot of fun, in my opinion. I really liked it.
Yeah, I was not... I had kept my expectations modest. I went in there and I'm like, you know what? I think Kate McKinnon is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only real expectation I had. And I found this movie, I thought this movie was kicked ass. I thought it was super funny. Like, so my biggest criticism is it drags a bit in the second act, but that's very common of this kind of superhero slash adventure team type of movie. Like the assembling and the introduction of the team's interesting, and the third act usually kicks ass, but then there's like, okay, how do we get it into the end game?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Deadpool even suffered from that a little bit. But other than that, the idea that it's hard to connect all three acts together in one of these origin films, I thought it is hilarious.
Like, it was. Everybody in the film is real funny. And I was a little worried going in because I don't particularly like Melissa McCarthy.
Right.
I think she can... overdo it sometimes.
A little broad. In a comedic sense.
I felt like she reined it in a little bit this movie, and it really worked for me. So.
But she's still, like, I mean, she definitely did recognizably Melissa McCarthy
things.
I was also a little, my big worry is from the trailers, I thought I wasn't sure I liked what they were doing to Leslie Jones' character, Patty. I'm like, oh, I don't know. This is the one thing that's not, I'm not feeling real solid about. But I felt like they found a way to have her be a bigger contributor to the team and more integral and kind of, you know, shoulder to shoulder with the other characters than they did with Ernie Hudson.
Sure. Okay.
Is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, he felt like fish out of water afterthought, and that was kind of the whole thing with him in the first Ghostbusters, which I've seen recently.
Yeah, and they make it a point in this movie to not do that to Leslie Jones.
No, yeah, she
to really bring her in,
had her arc, and she felt like she fit in and
had
some really cool moments. But yeah, that was the thing, and the thing that there was some stakes to this movie. I was joking with Cecily when we're going over there. I'm like, you understand that if this movie sucks, it's, you know, all women suck,
right? And can't be in movies anymore.
I'm pretty sure you're going to lose the right to vote, and, you know, you're going to be disenfranchised, and all that. So like, there's a lot riding. You know, like, isn't that funny that like who's the water boy guy?
Adam Sandler?
Thank you. Adam Sandler can make shitty movie after shitty movie, and Kevin James can make shitty movie after shitty movie, and no one's like, oh, dude's insane. What the fuck? They're just like, those are shitty dude movies.
Right.
Women, you know, that's the thing. Like, they're minorities and are judged by the performance more harshly. But fuck it. This was awesome.
Yeah.
This was awesome.
I
didn't want to see, you know, because there was two schools of criticism pre the movie being released.
Oh boy.
There's legit, like, I'm not sure about this idea of remaking an 80s thing, and, you know, this doesn't really work, and it doesn't really look that inspired. And then there's a bunch of, how dare you remake the Ghostbusters as women?
Right, which is ridiculous.
And I didn't want to see that crowd. I mean, they wouldn't have won the argument if this movie had sucked, but they would have beat their chest and crowed about it. You know, it's kind of like...
Absolutely.
Like, I don't want to see Boston teams win.
Sure.
You know, people from Boston are perfectly lovely. Gentlemen from Boston helped commission a podcast that I recorded today. But fuck y'all when you win sports championships. It's the worst, okay?
Yeah.
That's... I didn't want that team to win.
Sure.
And they didn't.
They didn't. Now the movie does lean real hard into the criticism that it saw up front.
And I thought that was
which
awesome.
I thought worked really well for the most part. I thought maybe they went like an inch too far with it toward the end.
Okay.
Like at the very, very end.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that when we get to spoilers.
Okay.
I just had a really good time in this movie. Now, it's a little different vibe from the original Ghostbusters, which had a lot of like one-liners. It kind of, you know, just 80s comedy, right? Like,
yeah.
You do the close-up on the person saying the funny line, and everybody, like, all the kids in the crowd would repeat it for years on end.
Right.
And it would stick in the zeitgeist. But, like,
right.
this is more of the improvisational type comedy. And I don't think it was improv. I think it just had that flow to it.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if some of it was improv like that in a writer's room, because a lot of these women, you know, Kate McKinnon
come from
and
SNL, yeah.
Right.
Kristen Wiig, like
Even Cecily Strong had a pretty prominent part as the mayor's assistant. So yeah, they've got backgrounds, not just in SNL, but you know, they come from like Upright Citizens Brigade and Second City,
right?
Comedy, a
lot of improv,
right? So I think why it had that feel. Now you could say the same thing about the original Ghostbusters. You had Bill Murray, for Christ's sake,
right? But the style of movie making was a little different back
then.
Which, you know, I don't have a problem with. I like the modern style just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it feels slightly different from Ghostbusters, but man, the action is so good.
And I thought the ghosts were really cool. Like every one of them had cool designs. Some of them were actually managed to be creepy, without losing the plot of it being comedy. Okay. Like I mean, I don't want to get too heavy into spoilers, but I thought the ghost look of, you know, this bright, almost electric blue color, and then these sickly corpse-like green colors, I thought was just really cool.
Yeah. I mean, the visuals is where it feels like Ghostbusters. Yeah. It really does. Like those real neon colors.
Yeah.
Like the whole movie is a giant proton beam, right?
Yeah. And then the team, I thought the team chemistry was really awesome too. Like the individuals were funny on their own, and then when they played off each other, they were really funny as well.
Yeah. A lot of notable guest appearances that we'll talk about in the spoiler section too.
I also liked how I felt like they played the appropriate amount of respect to the previous franchise.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of like, you know, in-universe winks and, you know, cameos and guest appearances, and it didn't wallow in it, and it certainly was very much its own movie. Like, they did not remake the original Ghostbusters.
Nope.
It was its own original plot with its own original villain. Something I kind of wondered about. I was, you know, trying to get a feel for the room about whether people thought it was going to be a straight-up remake, or like it's kind of own. Or the other thing I wonder is like, is this going to be like this Ghostbusters the Next Generation? Like in this universe, Ghostbusters were a thing, and then somehow they had a bad time and they went bankrupt and
they started making vodka.
And, they started making Crystal Skull vodka and doing alien appearances. But they didn't. I mean, this is a completely standalone thing. You don't have to know a damn thing about the original Ghostbusters to appreciate it, but if you do, a lot of loving nods towards that material.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, the appropriate amount of respect. It wasn't slavish. It was just like, yeah, that feels right.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to talk non-spoilery?
Not non-spoilery, no.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about, let's do trailer talk.
All right.
Trailer talk, Jim.
Oh, God. This is always a disaster.
First up, why do you say that?
Because all the trailers are so bad. All right, let's go.
Fuck you, man. Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. This is purports to be the tale of an American soldier and how he goes from some kind of derring do in either Afghanistan or Iraq that maybe is morally ambiguous to being honored at a Super Bowl halftime show.
Right.
And I thought the cast looked really strong. It's star-studded. And the kid that they got starring looks like this everyman earnest young kid. Like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that they might have gotten something there, that he plays that super earnest young man that can appear false, but that is an actual real archetype of a person.
There's something behind his eyes. Like, it's obviously a PTSD based movie. Right. And he conveys that pretty well.
Right.
Without saying a damn word.
Right.
I'm a little scared off. You were like, oh man, star-studded cast. I'm a little scared by the first two names that were listed, Kristen Stewart and somebody else who
Vin Diesel? Vin Diesel is in it.
Vin Diesel, he's fine.
Okay, all right.
Vin Diesel's fine, you know.
The back of his head looks like a piece of chewed gum. But,
sure. I can't remember who the other one was, but it was the first two credits, and I was like, I don't know.
Kristen Stewart doesn't frighten me because I remember when she was awesome in Adventureland. Isn't that what was the...
Yeah, I've never
seen Kristen
Wiig Adventureland.
And she was also not terrible in that Zathura, the space version of Jumanji.
Oh my god, you watched that?
Hell yeah, I did.
That's... I hear that was terrible.
No, I like it much better than Jumanji.
Was that the Ben Stiller
Ben
fi- joint?
No,
was,
I don't.
Wasn't there been... like a Ben Stiller space movie?
Are you talking about Zoolander?
No, God, no.
Because that's nothing. That's not that movie. No, no.
I thought he was involved in that. I don't know. Zither looked terrible, so I never watched it. But
I mean, I have no malice for Kristen Stewart.
I know. She's a real actress. She just has the stink of Twilight on her still. I'm sorry.
30 times a second. And I know I'm the last person to complain about it, but get out of fucking line, then she'll be fine.
Right.
So I'm interested in seeing that. Let's move on to Bridget Jones' Baby.
Oh man, I can't wait to see that.
I mean,
no, I don't care.
I saw the first Bridget Jones; it was fine. I didn't see Bridget Jones' Diary Harder.
Do they not have DNA testing in the world of Bridget Jones? Like, can't
right?
you settle this fucking dispute immediately with a little? Just take a tongue swab. You're done.
You got to get a tongue swab of the baby.
I know you can't do that.
But I think you can do like an amniotic fluid sample. And
oh right,
get this
you
all
can
figured
get
out.
The baby's DNA for sure. They do it all the time. Is this a story of manipulation? Is this a story of taking advantage of people?
Yeah.
What is Bridget Jones all about? I've never seen a Bridget Jones movie.
Oh, I mean, it's just, I don't think it's for us, dude.
No, it's for probably middle-aged women, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
That seems what Cecily the target
mentioned her mom
is
going to be super excited to see this.
Sure.
So,
sure. And that's fine.
I don't like, begrudge anyone their pleasures.
No. There are movies for kids. There are movies for old dudes. There are movies for everybody.
Who's the woman that stars in this?
Renee Zellweger.
There you go.
Zellweger.
I have a soft spot in my heart for her. I might see
it. Yeah, she's fine.
If like Cecily plans a girls' night with her mom, I might sneak in there.
I liked her in what was that Jim Carrey movie?
Oh yeah,
Me, Myself, and Irene. I never saw the Tom Cruise Cuba Gooding Jr. joint that she
Jerry
was
Maguire.
In. I never saw it.
You missed out on Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, you missed out.
People like her from that too. So.
So let's move on to Trolls, which when this started up, I'm like, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. By the end of it, I was like, you know what? I think I'll probably have fun taking my kid to see this movie.
Yeah,
the aesthetic won me over. Like, I felt like the jokes were smart. Like, I'm like, okay, these are all hateable characters. Yeah. This is an animated movie about the old troll dolls.
Right, I felt like this movie was 20 years too late, but it makes sense, I guess, in that parents remember them from when they were a kid, and they'll
take
their kids to
go see them. And the story probably stands alone, and there's there's this cute kind of almost Kirby Epic Yarn or Yoshi's Woolly World like look and feel to some of the characters that kind of just won me. I'm like, okay, this is really fucking cool character design, and these sight gags are working for me, so what the hell. It looks like it'd be a fun one for kids. Meryl Streep stars in Florence Foster Jenkins about an old woman who sings terribly but somehow plays at Carnegie Hall. Mm-hmm. It's got Hugh Downs, Hugh Jackman, Hugh Grant. It's one of the Hughes. I just got it. He's got Hugh Grant in it.
Huge ass.
I'm probably gonna see it just because it's got Meryl Streep in it, and you know.
So my girlfriend said they just gave away the whole movie in the trailer. I feel it like there's more to it, though.
Probably.
My guess is, based on this trailer, that piano teacher dude somehow, let's say fudged it a bit, got her on the radio with some altered recording.
Yes.
She goes up on stage, and oh, man, she's booed. Yeah. Oh, man, she's booed out of Carnegie Hall. Mm. Her life's ruined. I don't think it's going to turn out that way. It's probably going to be an uplifting story about triumph.
She gets booze and
overcoming
she turns
adversity.
Booze to get over the booze.
Right.
Booze begets booze. No. It's a vicious booze cycle.
No, it's probably a triumphant story.
Okay. I still need to see her Julia Child biopic because I love Julia Child and I love Meryl Streep.
That sounds interesting.
That's the last of the new trailers.
All right. Yeah, they played like Nerve again and
yeah, fuck that.
All that kind of stuff. So
so that's it. This is the end of the free portion of the podcast. If you like funny movies, if you have an honest heart and you don't hate women and you have affection for the original material, you will have a good time at this movie.
Yep.
We are coming up next, I believe, a Suicide Squad in August is our next movie coming up.
It's a ways.
Well, you'd think, but we're already halfway through July, Jim.
Is it early August?
Oh shit. Yeah, I'm wrong. Next week we have Star Trek Beyond.
Next week. There's a Star Trek movie next week.
There's a Star Trek movie next week, Jim. Holy, we're going to watch and review it.
I feel like I've seen previews for that for the last 3 months.
Yeah. Week after that, Jason Bourne with the Bourne finality.
No. All right.
I think. And then 8-5 after that, the week after that, is Suicide Squad. So you've got a bevy of first-run bald movie goodness coming your way. This is the end of the free review. So if you want to get spoiler-filled reviews of all these first-run movies by the day they're released, like, we have this out usually Thursday night, so it's ready to go for your weekend, got to be a club member. You go to club.baldmovie.com, can sign up for $2 a month, $12 a year, get access to all this bonus content in addition to all the other cool features, which you can find out on the club page, club.baldmovie.com. Join up if you want to hear the spoiler-filled review, else we'll talk to you later. Afraid of no ghosts.